A warning: this story on the Child Abuse Royal Commission contains very disturbing details. A witness has this morning given evidence he was regularly raped by a priest while he was a resident of the St Joseph's Orphanage near Cole, near Rockhampton, in the 1940s and 50s. David Owen gave evidence that nuns, a local farmer and a Queensland government official knew he was being abused but covered it up. Samantha Donovan is following the hearings and joins me now. How did this man come to be at the orphanage?
Well, Brendan, David Owen was born in the late 1930s. As a 12-year-old girl, his mother regularly picked up the washing of the local police constable. And Mr. Owen has told the commission this morning that the policeman raped his mother when she was 12 and he was born to her when she was just 13. The commission has heard that the policeman did everything he could to stop the young girl from keeping her baby boy, and Mr. Owen was sent to St. Joseph's at the age of just 5 months.
What has David Owen told the commission about the abuse he suffered?
Well, we've heard from several witnesses at this hearing so far that children were subjected to brutal treatment at St Joseph's. Mr Owen gave evidence that his abuse began when he was a small boy. This is what he told the commission of his abuse by the nuns at St Joseph's.
I regularly suffered physical abuse from nuns and others who were resident at Nicol. Throughout my entire time there, I endured beatings with instruments such as cat and nine tails, stock whips, machine belts, bamboo canes, belts, straps, lantana branches, as well as with empty hands and fists. Nuns would also frequently stand on my feet with the heels of their shoes.
That's Royal Commission witness David Owen. And Mr. Owen wasn't just physically abused at St Joseph's. He's told the commission this morning that a priest, Father Anderson, sodomised him once or twice a week for 2 to 3 years, and he suffered terrible injuries.
The first person I discussed my experience with was a farmer who I was sent to stay with after leaving the orphanage, named Mr. Hanrahan. That day, I had been mustering cattle, and when I got back to the yard with the cattle, I dismounted from my horse, and Mr. Hanrahan saw blood all over my pants and asked me what had happened. I then told him about the abuse by Father Anderson. I was about 15 or 16 year old at the time. When I told Mr. Hanrahan, he took me to the State Children's Department where we met with Mr. Patterson. Mr. Hanrahan told Mr. Patterson that he didn't want me at his farm because he had an 8-year-old son. When I told Mr. Patterson about the abuse by Father Anderson, he said he did not believe me and became very angry. After this, Mr. Patterson drove me back to Nicol, where I remained there for another month before being sent to another farm.
Samantha Donovan, was there any help to stop the abuse?
David Owen's given evidence this morning, Brendan, that he complained to several of the nuns over the years that he was being sexually abused by the priest, but he was punished for making those reports. He said that the inspector for the state's children's department, Mr. Patterson, that we just heard of, was aware of the abuse, but he was a friend of the priest, Anderson, and told the young David Owen he was not to tell anyone what was going on. Mr. Owen has given evidence this morning that in the 1990s he did report his abuse by Anderson to the police, and he was threatened anonymously. Somebody phoned him and told him he wouldn't make it to Brisbane alive for an interview he was to have with the state's children's commissioner, and he was also sent a bullet in the mail. Father Anderson had died in 1986, so David Owen was unable to ever see charges laid against the priest who'd abused him for so many years.
Samantha Donovan reporting.